This is Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Bradley George. We've seen a chorus of support and outcry to Governor Nathan Deal's announcement that he will veto House Bill 757, the so-called Religious Freedom Bill. It would have allowed religious groups to deny services to LGBT people. It's a fight that's playing out all over the country, and it started with a 1993 federal law called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or RFRA. Matt Ressing teaches business law and ethics at Georgia College. I asked him about the origins of that law, and his answers may surprise you.
So this all started in a Supreme Court case called Employment Division v. Smith, and this was a case the Supreme Court decided in 1990. And this involved two men who were fired from their job for using peyote. And they claimed the reason they were using peyote was it was part of their religious practices as members of the Native American church. Now, that didn't help them from getting fired because they had a private employer, but they then were unable to get unemployment benefits. And they said, wait a second, the state government can't punish us by denying us unemployment benefits because the reason they're denying us this benefit is our religious practice. And this was brought all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. At the time, there was no RFRA. It was decided on constitutional grounds, on free exercise grounds. The Supreme Court said, it found in favor of the state government and said, because this is a law of general applicability, because the state is not trying to pick on religious people, it just wants a anti-drug law, free exercise is not an issue here. Congress, the federal Congress, didn't like that and passed RFRA to provide additional protections, basically in their mind to restore to the Supreme Court a test that they used to apply, a test of strict scrutiny for government actions that infringe upon religious practices.
So if there's a federal law in place, why do we see this push in Georgia and elsewhere for state laws?
The federal law only applies to the federal government and federal action. So originally, as conceived, the federal RFRA was supposed to apply to state action as well. Supreme Court later said, you can't do that. If you want to come up with a law that only applies to federal action, that's fine, but you can't tell the states to impose this test upon them. So then we started to see states passing similar laws, state RFRAs.
Thinking about this bill that the Governor Deal said that he's going to veto, the Free Exercise Protection Act, it takes bits and pieces from different proposals that were out there, including the state RFRA bill. For you as an attorney, as a legal scholar, what about that bill in particular stood out to you?
Well, one thing that Governor Deal said in his statements that a lot of this bill didn't really seem necessary. I think that was a reaction from the legal community when it first came out, is a lot of these things were solutions without problems. Pastor Protection Act, for example, there weren't really many people opposed to it. The idea that ministers could not be forced to officiate a wedding they didn't believe in, but it wasn't really happening. The real concerns and the real battles we saw over this bill were the addition of the RFRA and also some language that seemed to be added fairly late in the game that said that religious institutions have the ability to deny people employment because their religious beliefs don't mesh with the beliefs of the religious entity. I think a lot of people saw that as too vague, really giving too much discretion to religious institutions.
Are there any legal challenges playing out to any of these state-based RFRA laws around the country?
I haven't heard of any yet, but I am really expecting one to come quickly in North Carolina. So North Carolina recently passed a law, and the governor signed it in really a lightning session, that seems to very broadly sweep away local anti-discrimination provisions, anti-discrimination laws that protect people on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. And the state essentially said, you can't have these. I expect a constitutional challenge to happen to that pretty quickly. And Supreme Court precedent is in the favor of people who would challenge that law.
That was Matt Ressing, who teaches business law and ethics at Georgia College.